WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy moving to stop funding for the mRNA vaccine, which was instrumental in the fight against COVID during the pandemic. ABC Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Tara Narula says a lot of health experts are concerned.
They say, look, mRNA vaccines are safe. They can be produced rapidly. They have saved millions of lives. And we are using them to do research on things like HIV and cancer and RSV and CMV and all kinds of other viruses, even the flu virus, so that this is going to leave us very vulnerable. This is potentially a dangerous decision, according to many health experts.
Texas Republicans still trying to force Texas Democrats to return to the state to vote on new congressional maps that were drawn up after President Trump said he wanted five more GOP seats from Texas in next fall's midterms. Vice President J.D. Vance preparing to host a top administration officials this evening for what's being called a strategy session on how to best deal with the Jeffrey Epstein files. This is ABC News.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The local union that represents Metro Transit drivers says there may be problems ahead. At a time when college students will soon return to campus and kids will head back to school soon. Teamsters Local 120 represents 400 Metro Transit workers. The union says the city is behind on repairs and inspection, which are required by federal law. Union leaders say mechanics deserve better and say the system, quote, can't function due to mismanagement and inadequate staffing, end quote. Interim Metro Transit Director Eric Knepp says they're working with mechanics to, quote, meet the complex maintenance requirements of our fleet, end quote. Both sides acknowledge their busiest season is coming. Metro Transit workers have been operating without a contract since December. Meanwhile, Dane County is finally getting relief from Canadian wildfire pollution. As meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains, this stretch of smoke broke records.
A high-pressure system is to blame for dragging in Canada's wildfire smoke. Because how this weather system works, it takes the air above and sinks it to the ground. Now some are feeling health issues and side effects from breathing in the polluted air. Looking back at 2023, we had two-day hits of air quality alerts. It never lasted any longer. For example, June 27th to 29th, the alert was in effect for two consecutive days. Then again on July 14th through the 16th. This stretch we're in now, it's like the seventh inning of a non-scoring baseball game where it drags. As of August 5th, it's been an entire week. Now in some places, the alert expired on Saturday, but that still marks a record of 4 days in a row. The high-pressure system and thickest smoke is now slowly sliding to the east, hugging the Great Lakes and devouring New York. Meanwhile, a low-pressure system is building to the west and headed our way. This will kick up winds and shift the air mass out of here. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
And I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Quay Walker is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Green Bay, where the Packers finally have their middle linebacker, Quay Walker, back in action. The former first-round pick suffered an ankle injury last December against the Seahawks, but didn't have surgery until May.
I thought it was just a high ankle, so I thought it was just something that just was lingering on at the moment. And then I came back for OTAs and tried to do something. I just knew something wasn't feeling right. I didn't want it to, like, just to linger on throughout the season. So I was like, I think the smart idea, probably going to have surgery during OTAs and get it out of the way.
Baseball, the Brewers beat the Braves again, this time 7-2. Nothing special, just walks, stealing bases, RBIs.
We pecked away and got it done, but they left a lot of guys on base. It's kind of a little bit nerve-wracking. Freddie made some big pitches at some big times. You know, he really did. Credit to him.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. The series wrapping up today in Atlanta. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday. Otherwise, partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees and low 90s on Saturday.
It's 60 at our studios.
Can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years, to let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome into the studio Northeast Wisconsin filmmaker Craig Kinnett and Northeast Wisconsin singer-songwriter Deandra Marie performs live. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Tom Harbin here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
We have crossed a line. We are in a place we did not want to be, but we are there. The thing we were all warning about for the last few years is not coming, it is here. Because we do now live in a country that has an authoritarian leader in charge. We have a consolidating dictatorship in our country.
Yeah.
Hey, hero of democracy, Rachel Maddow. Mainstream media, are you paying attention? We all need to say it. We all need to call it out as clearly as Rachel Maddow has. And you know Rachel Maddow's always right, correct? You know, because clearly she has exquisite taste in radio shows.
Stephanie Miller, the high priestess of excellent liberal talk radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Also, anyway, hi, Rachel's dad.
Hi. Just saying, right about authoritarianism, right about the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yeah.
What else do you need to know? Okay, wow. We are literally at the old man yelling at cloud.
From the roof.
On the White House roof.
Yeah. About nuclear missiles.
I can't, you know what? I cannot engage anymore in if Biden had. Okay, did you see him? He's wandering around gesturing like a crazy person on the White House roof. Well, they're like doing the crazy double handy J dance.
Yep.
And people are like, what are you doing up there? And he's like, I'm going for a walk. I mean, it's, can we take Grandpa's keys? Can we all agree? Can we all, because we all love Grandpa, don't we?
Well, he mentioned something about checking out the nuclear missiles.
He wants to put nuclear weapons on the White House roof.
Well, no, there are anti-aircraft missiles poised on the White House roof. And so I'm just wondering if he gave out some classified information that he wasn't supposed to.
Also, who in the Secret Service thought it's a good idea for Grandpa to wander around on the roof wearing drones?
They really can't say no to something like that. He's
going
to do what he wants to do.
I can't really believe what I'm watching anymore. And I mean, we have to soak in this all day long. And he's on the White House roof, just screaming incomprehensible stuff. Well, okay. Did I miss? And also, they are trying to steal the election. Oh, and they're John Cornyn is talking about bringing in the FBI now to arrest the Texas lawmakers. So they are just escalating and escalating the bullying and the threats and the fascism and the authoritarianism, as Rachel would say. But, I mean, it has gotten, they literally keep turning it up to 11.
But luckily we have, you know, the hard asses like J.B. Pritzker on our side.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Oh, well, yes, in fact, we do have J.B. Pritzker here.
They've decided that the only way to save themselves is to cheat. When Donald Trump calls, they say, yes, sir. Right away, sir. Happy to lick your boot, sir. When Donald Trump says jump, Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton say, how high? They don't care that they're violating the Voting Rights Act and racially gerrymandering their state. Well, they're hoping they can rob the bank and get away before anyone notices.
Yep.
Okay. And we said it several times yesterday, but can we put to bed this whole, the Democrats do it too? No, every Democrat voted not to gerrymander. Every Republican voted for it. And this is, people don't understand how unusual this is right before an election. In the middle, you're supposed to do it every 10 years because of the census, correct?
Well, so traditionally.
Cheating. This is blatant cheating, right. And now they're just mad because we're going to play by the same rules.
Exactly.
They're not used to Democrats playing by the same rules.
Right.
It's
Well, I mean, Lisa McClain, Republican of Michigan, said that Republicans are finally playing by the rules. And I'm like, what the hell? Do you want to hear that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, when you say want, do you...
Well, shall we hear that?
Also, kind of a mix. Oh, yes, all right.
Oh, okay, she's here with Wolf Blitzer.
We didn't make the rules of the game. We're just, for the first time in a long time, playing by the rules of the game.
The rules of the game always traditionally have been after a census. Every 10 years, there's a new census in the United States. That's when you can redraw the districts based on where the populations have evolved to.
There's nothing that says we can't do it now. It's just we are doing it now.
Okay, so you're not playing by the rules then.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so she just completely contradicted herself there.
There's no other way to spin this. And by the way, they're like, who was it that said, we're a red state, we deserve more seats? No, as many people have said for years, they're not a red state, they're a voter suppression state.
That would be Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Oh. I have that.
Wow, aren't you? He's blazingly efficient this morning, though, isn't it?
I worked from sunup to sundown yesterday.
Wow. It is really frightening.
Come back and do the right thing. Don't run and hide because you've lost touch with the voters. Their problem are not redistricting lines. Their problem, Sean, is they've lost the minds of their voters who are moving towards the Republican Party all over the country. We're a red state. We deserve more representation.
What? No. 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 And no.
Okay, then. California's a blue state. We deserve more representation.
Yeah.
We can do this too, buddy.
Right. And the other thing is, what was the thing, what did he say? The Democrats are losing touch with. Have you tuned into any Republican town hall recently? Have you looked at any poll? Oh, gee, look at this. Trump's approval rating has plummeted to 38% in the new Amherst poll.
Yeah, but he says he's at 80.
Well, right, or as he would say, at least someone did call him out to his face.
Yeah.
See, they were like, that's only with Republicans. He keeps citing the numbers.
That's not even with Republicans.
No, exactly. That was also a lie. But then he was like, no, overall. And it's just like Donald Trump's continuing war on numbers and facts and statistics.
So truth.
His approval is only 39% with men broadly, which is nuts, Mike Nellis says. I'll say it again. You cannot gaslight people into believing the economy is strong. The job market is terrible and prices are rising and people are pissed.
Yep.
This is my new hero of democracy. Where is this? This lady at the Mike Flood Town Hall 14. Yeah.
With $450 million FEMA dollars being reallocated to open Alligator Alcatraz and $600 million taxpayer FEMA dollars being used to now open more concentration camps and ICE burning through $8.4 million a day to illegally detain people, how much does it cost for fascism? How much do the taxpayers have to pay for a fascist country?
Yeah, she's good.
Wow, wow, wow.
Go Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah, go Lincoln, Nebraska, lady. You hero.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
And I bet you she said all of that with a runza in her hand.
With a what?
A runza.
What's that?
It's a local speciality of Nebraska. It's like a hot pocket with ground beef and cabbage in it.
Oh, yeah. That sounds delicious.
They are delicious. I had one when I was there.
Really?
I had two, actually.
Someone took a runza at you?
Well, I was taken to a runza restaurant.
I bet you were. Mm-hmm. Is that what the kids are calling it?
No.
All right. Wow. Yes, our beloved JoJo from Jurors says, Donald Trump is so nuts, sometimes we forget how racist he is. And he's so racist, we sometimes forget how sexist he is. And he's so sexist, sometimes we forget how stupid he is. And so stupid, sometimes we forget how evil he is. And so evils, sometimes we forget how corrupt he is. And so corrupt, we sometimes forget how incompetent he is. And so incompetent, we sometimes forget how nuts he is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's just it's an endless doom loop that we've gotten trapped in. Oh, would anyone like the transcript of? Did anyone else have a relative they lost to Alzheimer's or dementia? Just me? Reporter, sir, why are you on the roof? Mr. President, what are you doing up there?
taking a little walk. Come down and talk to us.
I have some other incomprehensible. Minutes later, as he was heading back down from his walkabout, he shocked reporters who thought they heard him say he plans on putting more missiles on the roof.
Yeah. Well, there are already missiles on the roof. He just wants more.
Right. Okay. Okay. I was not the only one that was a little, bewildered. Llama Kitty says Trump is on the roof screaming at reporters that he's going to put nuclear missiles on the roof of the White House. I mean, at what point do we all have to stop pretending to go along with this? At what point does everyone say, okay, Grandpa, you have dementia and we have to take the keys. No more driving the country into incoming traffic.
I don't see it as dementia. I see it as him being serious that he wants to replace the anti-aircraft missiles with nuclear missiles on the roof. So I think he's being serious.
And we're and by the way, Sean Duffy's serious about putting a nuke on the moon because
a nuclear reactor, not a missile.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. China. Okay. Do you have a hard time with your brain sort of absorbing all this on a daily basis? I'm having a hard time. It just has to takes me a second. Okay. Also, did I mention there's a giant, he's in the Epstein files and there's a giant cover-up going on? Did I mention that?
But they're throwing a party tonight.
Yes, they're throwing an Epstein-themed party. That seems an unfortunate way to put it. At J.D. Vance's house?
Yes.
Oh, so they're discussing the cover-up tonight.
Yes, they're going to have a big dinner on how to deal with the Epstein files.
Right, right. Ron says a strategy meeting to discuss messaging so the MAGA influencers and Fox can push out their propaganda to help pull off one of the biggest and most obvious cover-ups in history. This isn't a Department of Justice. It's a Department of Cover-ups.
Yeah,
all the suspects will be there, right? Bondi, Patel,
Mrs.
Cash
White.
Patel, what?
Captain Peacock, Mrs.
Right,
White.
Right, right. Somebody in the observatory with a candlestick.
Yeah,
I don't.
Colonel Mustard.
Right, Colonel Mustard will be there. He's in charge of the moon nukes, isn't he?
Sure.
Okay. Wow. 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 Oh.
By the way, Sean Duffy needs to cut back on the Ozempic. He is looking really skeletal right now.
You know that little. You know that little scream emoticon I use all the time with you guys.
Yep.
You know, we discuss, various people that frustrate us.
You over-emoji and it bothers
no,
the little ones.
But did you... I did not realize that Gen Z finds the thumbs up, hostile. I always give Bella a heart and a thumbs up.
Heart and a thumbs up is fine. If it's just a thumbs up.
That is passive aggressive.
It's a little passive aggressive.
Oh, is that like finger pistols? Didn't I meet you at a party in Santa Barbara once?
It's showing approval with the very least effort possible.
Yeah. Or saying, okay.
Yeah.
Just,
okay. No,
you know
just K.
The least people don't really use K anymore. Yeah.
The least possible effort is all I have left. All I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That's all I've got. This tank has run dry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, emoticon. Uh-huh. The scream emoticon. Did you see that somebody, that's one of the side effects of Ozempic, is people's faces are melting?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's happening to Sean Duffy.
The melting Nazi at the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes. Duffy is starting to look like the melting Nazi.
At least they're thin. Good job. It's a lot. It's a lot this morning. My boyfriend, Lawrence O'Donnell, saying, flat out, he's going to pardon Ghislaine Maxwell. That's what we're setting up. Did you know that no sex predator ever has been moved to a minimum security prison? I mean, obviously, the victims' families are speaking out.
Has any sex predator ever been pardoned?
And it's clear they only subpoenaed the Clintons, right? That's the thing they're going for, is to go, it's only Democrats are on this. I do find it significant. I was mentioning that one Epstein survivor that actually corroborated Bill Clinton's story. Mm-hmm. And we have said multiple times here, everyone should be prosecuted that's involved. I don't care what side.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is she corroborated his story that it was only Clinton, that he was a perfect gentleman, it was Clinton Foundation business, yada, yada. Was going to say, but I think it is notable in that news story I was reading, Chris, is that not one of the Epstein survivors that is speaking out has named Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
So I think that's, and it is clear that if you have to have 1,000 FBI agents working around the clock, to redact your name. By the way, Sherry Jacobus, where is she? Ah, I have, it's a lot. I'm sorry. I apologize for all of the tweets, but she said the same thing I've been saying, is the number of times he's in there and the, you know, other factors. She said, it appears clear he's a partner. He's not just a client. You don't appear that many times in these, you know. So I just, I think we are literally, as someone said, in the biggest cover-up in history, and you've got to hope that this is too big for them to get away with. A lot of, when you look at his other crimes, Chris, there weren't as many people involved. There's 1,000 victims that have been speaking, you know, not all of them speaking out, but a lot of them. I mean, you're going to talk to the liar, the admitted perjurer, the child rapist that's in jail. It's clear what they're trying to do. They're trying to get, obviously she's going to say, oh, Donald Trump had nothing to do with any of this. Yeah. That's all they need to get out of her, right?
But if anybody, left or right, is in those Epstein
files. I've said that over and over.
Yes. They are.
I'm just saying there is more evidence so far that Bill Clinton is not involved in the crimes than that Donald Trump.
We don't know.
Okay. Well, just saying the fact that not one victim has named him, and you know, one has corroborated his story. I'm just saying it just because you knew this was going to happen. This is where he's the most desperate. Here, take the Clintons, take Obama. I mean,
yes, of course, it's in the Trump administration's best interest to say, look over here at the Clintons.
Right.
Because they've, you know, the right has branded the Clintons as, you know, enemies and as villains for 40 years now.
Right. And as somebody said, of course, he didn't do any of this in his first term because he wasn't, you know, at the middle of the Epstein, you know, fiasco that he has to distract from. It's even obvious for him. Is he off the roof yet? I literally thought it was, what do you call that, CGI, whatever. I didn't think he really did the Handy J dance on the roof. I thought someone just, and he actually did. It wasn't just him waving and yelling and talking about nukes. He actually did do the, was there music or was Grandpa dancing to
music
in his own head?
Yeah.
Okay. Everything's fine. This is fine.
I bet you it was so tequila.
You know what I mean? Man meat. Has the nanny state banned that yet? We have Man Meat Wednesday. Wouldn't they be screaming, man, you know, nanny state to the rooftop, right? Our friend Rachel Bitticoffer said, I can't wait till MAGA finds out they can no longer buy soda with their food stamps or ice cream or candy. They'll find out the first time they go grocery shopping. Can't miss this one. Ooh. Nanny state. Big liberal nanny state. Woo! Listen, us, you know, kale-eating tofu eaters eat healthy anyway.
I eat
it's the maggots they're going to lose.
I eat
their
so
shizzle.
Much steak.
Oh.
I eat meat.
You
burgers.
Look like a slave. You know what? You look like something Rocky punched in the first movie.
Well, you
know what I mean?
I worked hard for this.
Which, that, what is it? What's it? What? It's a meat packing plant.
It's a butcher shop, isn't it?
No, it's a meat packing plant,
I've
right?
I've never seen Rocky.
What? Oh, my God. Get out. Do not come back until you see Pitch Perfect and Rocky. God.
You cannot tell me to watch an old movie ever again.
Yeah.
Ever again.
I've seen The Godfather.
Finally.
Well.
I mean, sports movies.
Yeah, but it's a
it's not a sports
Rocky.
Movie. Oh,
it's,
my God.
It's a sports
Bella,
movie.
We just, that's it.
Okay.
You know what? We're pulling up the
we
rope.
Need a wrap.
We're pulling up the rope in the fort.
Yes.
Get
we're,
out.
We're,
take
we're
your
late. We need
are
a break. Very late.
Take your vacation early. Just go.
Okay,
all
fine.
Right. 22.
No.
No. 20. 11 billion times more work for me and Bella. All right, 22 minutes after the hour, this portion brought to you by Cozy Earth. Oh, I love people's unsolicited testimonials.
Oh.
They're tweeting pictures of them hugging their little Cozy Earth sheets.
Aww.
Oh, I'm eyeing me those bubble cuddle blankets. There's regular cuddle blankets and a bubble cuddle blanket. Cozy Earth bamboo sheets and the bubble cuddle blanket. I mean, it's game over for softness, luxury. Bamboo sheets are unreal. Soft, breathable. They keep you cool all night long. No more overheating or waking up in a sweat. My Cozy Earth pajamas. That's just another layer of luxury in my lap of luxury extravaganza.
Okay.
The what you call bubble cuddle blanket or the regular cuddle, faux fur, plush, mid-weight, ridiculously cozy. It's somehow chic and nap-worthy. 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Once you try it, you're not going back. Don't say I didn't warn you. CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie for up to 40% off. CozyEarth.com. Don't forget, if you get that post-purchase survey, say you heard about Cozy Earth from Stephanie Miller.
Go ahead. Laugh out loud in your cubicle. Everyone already thinks you're a left-wing lunatic anyway. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you traveling this summer? Will you leave instructions for a house sitter, the name and number of your vet, the code to your alarm system? Think about all the steps you need to take to prepare for vacation. You'll get a sense of what goes into a knockbox. Just go to theknockbox.com. Use the code Stephanie. Knockbox is a complete system that helps you organize all of your accounts, possessions, and estate plans for your next of kin. Every knockbox comes with a comprehensive checklist that helps ensure you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. From your funeral directives to your insurance policies, even the keys to your storage unit, the knockbox helps you organize it all. If you've got a household, you need a knockbox. That's N-O-K-B-O-X. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners save 16% off the knockbox of your choice. Just go to theknockbox.com/Stephanie. That's the N-O-K-B-O-X.com/Stephanie to get 16% off right now. Stay calm. Get organized today. That's theknockbox.com/Stephanie. Be part of a historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at historyexplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now, the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy's being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's greatest turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, just head on over to historyexplorer.com. Once again, that's historyexplorer.com to reserve your seats now. Don't miss this historic event with Lech Walesa.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The John and Gordy Show.
Beef has always been
expensive. I've never been able to buy beef. Never.
The last couple of years.
Just ground beef, maybe. That's it. And every once in a while, I promise my kids who are Gen Zers that one day they will taste beef. I'll treat them to some beef one of these days.
Yeah, once a year, you bring out the grill and get some hamburgers going.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
American woman, stay away from me. American woman,
Stephanie Miller.
Let me be.
Yeah, yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Your first course of man meat, Bob Seska, coming up in just a couple of minutes.
I thought I was your first course of man meat.
Oh, well, yeah, but you're always here, so you've begun to turn.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're like a
Flintstone side of beef that's been left in the sun, okay. In the car. He left it in the car too long.
Right. Wonderful.
Who said, there's never been a president that was good at ballroom, I'm really good? Who said that?
Tom Bergeron.
No, that would be Cheeto Leaney. That would be Trump.
Oh.
Like Ken is good at beach. And, you know, Brick loves lamp.
Yeah, it's like that.
Yeah.
He actually used ballroom as a, like Ken uses beach.
Right, right.
Okay.
He's good at beach.
He's good at ballroom.
Yeah.
Bob Seska next.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. More and more Wisconsin sheriff's offices are making deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. The ACLU says 3 years ago, 8 Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program. Well, 7 more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office. Now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least 3 sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not, which recently drew the ire of the Department of Homeland Security. Meanwhile, a Milwaukee religious group has joined a lawsuit fighting ICE arrests on church property, all after ICE arrested someone at a Lutheran church in Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
It was an ICE arrest at a Lutheran church in Waukesha that has led to a lawsuit from a Milwaukee-based Lutheran association. The WPR report says back in May, someone was taken into custody at Ascension Lutheran Church in Waukesha. Now the Greater Milwaukee Synod, which reps dozens of area churches, has joined a nationwide lawsuit against a policy allowing immigration agents inside churches. The lawsuit claims the policy change from Washington has scared people away from worship services and has harmed church communities. They say the government action, which they want stopped, interferes with religious freedom.
That's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Some showers and storms possible for your Thursday, otherwise partly sunny and a high of 85. On Friday, sunny and hot, near 90 degrees and low 90s on Saturday.
Right now, it's 61 degrees.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Are you a little frustrated with how voting is going in Wisconsin? Well, tomorrow we'll talk about a possible solution called fusion voting. Join us live on location from La Crosse for Leader Ethics and Fusion Voting.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
There was a bill in 2021 that all the Democrats supported that would have had a national ban on redistricting in this way, and all the Republicans opposed it. I also heard no complaints from any Republican when Mike Johnson, just a couple weeks ago, decided to abdicate his job to say, actually, Congress isn't in session anymore because I don't want to have to vote on turning over the Epstein files. So be equal opportunity in your complaints about fleeing your job.
Yeah.
My new best friend, Jessica Tarlov. I just say that to make Ana Ortiz jealous. Okay.
And by new best friend, you meant that she said hi to you a year ago.
Yeah, they're all fictional, my best friends.
All right.
They're imaginary, like when I was a child. Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on him using ballroom as a verb. Like, I was back in the Barbie movie. Because, you know, everyone thinks Ken's a lifeguard, but he's not. He's a beach as beaches.
Yeah, he's good at beach.
He's good at beach. Yeah. Right. He literally, the guy with the codes in the Oval Office said, there's never been a president that was good at ballroom.
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
Okay. All right.
Well, I mean, maybe he could go on, you know, Dancing with the Stars if he's good at ballroom.
I'm good at ballroom. You know who's, listen, as someone that's pulled his yamsack out of the brambles on a bike ride in Maryland, I can tell you who is good at ballroom.
Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute, I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you calling from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
If anyone needs a $200 million ballroom, it's Bob Seska.
Oh, my God.
He needs a lot of ballroom, I tell you what. Good morning, Bob.
I'm out of the loop this morning. I don't know why, but I haven't heard this quote. He said, there's never been a president who's been good at ballroom.
Correct. I'm reading an exact quote, yes.
Oh, my God. All right. I have nothing to say about that.
We are literally at the old man yelling at cloud section, because you just turn on the TV, you're like, he's on the roof. Why? I don't know. He was on the roof doing the double.
The president is good at ballroom.
But he's good at ballroom. Yes, and obviously roof thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because you know why? Because his uncle was good at nuclear.
Yes.
That's why.
Yeah.
I just figured that out. I just connected these things. His uncle, who worked for MIT as a professor
yes,
of nuclear.
The Unabomber, except that he didn't.
That's right.
Okay. Bob, I think I heard of Sherry Jacobus from you. I think she was on your show, but
yes.
She just reached the same conclusion I did. She said, Russia threatens to release Trump compromat. Trump's name was redacted from 100,000 Epstein documents by the FBI. A mere Epstein client isn't in there that many times. It's increasingly seeming as though Trump helped Epstein secure underage girls for wealthy men. I mean, seems like he's part, Bob, of this triangle, and it couldn't be more obvious. The girls came from his pageants. They were trafficked at Mar-a-Lago. This didn't all happen on Epstein's Island, right?
Right. And the assumption should be that occurred, that the exact process that you just described is the process that Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell all used. Because we should never give Donald Trump the benefit of the doubt. I keep saying this. People in the mainstream news media continuously do this. They're like, maybe he didn't. Maybe this is all, you know, maybe you're crazy and what you're seeing is not true. That's the gaslighting that we've received. And we know because of Donald Trump's behavior, we know because of Donald Trump's history, how he has comported himself, his frenemies and the kind of people he runs with. These are all things that he's entirely capable of doing.
Well, and also, Bob, we were saying, like, every prosecutor I've seen on TV says the main thing you get right is the timeline if you're trying to tell a story. And it's just so clearly obvious that, you know, it was 2000 that he said he stole Virginia from him. He was still a member till 2007. He said the nice things about him years later in a magazine. Epstein went to his wedding after that. Like, he didn't kick him out. I mean, I think he was trafficking these girls with Epstein. It wasn't about that. It was about this real estate dispute they had, finally.
Yeah, I mean, at that point in time, anything goes for Donald Trump. He wasn't going to be running for office. This is the kind of behavior he was engaged in for many, many years. And the timeline suggests that he didn't cut bait with Jeffrey Epstein until after Epstein was indicted in Florida.
Right.
And that's when Donald Trump finally decided to say, maybe I should back away from this guy.
Yeah.
And that's not good enough, because he spent all that time knowing exactly what Jeffrey Epstein was all about, knowing what Ghislaine Maxwell was all about. He claims to deny it, but I mean, you know, again, we can't believe anything he says. So the assumption has got to be the worst possible scenario.
I mean, it's just, as you say, it's about everything. Just the blatant lying. You retweeted Alexandra, who said, I'll never get over the fact this administration's war on trans people is being carried out with the pretext of protecting women and girls while the president's a pedophile rapist. You retweeted, the liar in chief says his poll numbers are the best ever, steamrolling over the reporter there and claiming Harry Enten backs this up. He doesn't. I mean, his latest numbers are 38% is his approval rating, right? And he's saying it's, you know, it's the jobs numbers, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, the jobs numbers are horrendous, and so he is in the process, and I believe he's been in the process of trying to manipulate the jobs numbers. This is this latest thing that happened starting on Friday with the terrible jobs report for July. That was just part of the ongoing process. I mean, the so-called big beautiful bill included $56 million in cuts to BLS, to the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Yeah.
So they've been trying to manipulate BLS in terms of understaffing it and forcing the Bureau of Labor Statistics to engage in imputation, which is guesswork, where they've just been kind of trying to extrapolate what the actual jobs numbers are, because they're so badly understaffed. And so that was the beginning part of manipulating the jobs numbers. And then, of course, once you're able to undermine the integrity of BLS and its ability to do what it's supposed to do, then you can start just making up numbers. And now, with Donald Trump very obviously replacing McIntyre with a crony, someone who's going to just obey everything he asked them to do, then we can't believe any of this economic data, and that's going to cause mass chaos in the economy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you said the same thing I think Mehdi Hasan pointed out. Literally everything he says at this point is a lie. The revisions would have helped him politically before the election. Oh, yeah. It's literally always the opposite of what he says. You said, I'm still trying to figure out what the F he's talking about. The October 24 jobs report released just before the election wasn't great. Only 12,000 jobs added with downward revisions for August and September. That was before the election that he claims was rigged to help Kamala. It's the opposite. Plus, you said minus 818,000 revision was issued in August 24, months before the election. So he just counts on nobody fact-checking, using Google, anything, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think sometimes he catches the press off guard. And this is one of those cases where it took a couple of days for the mainstream news media to look up the numbers and get caught up to speed with this gibberish that he's screaming about. I mean, for God's sake, on the White House lawn during Chopper Talk on Friday, he was referring to the jobs numbers in dollars. The jobs numbers are reported in numbers of jobs, not amounts of dollars. But yet that's what he was saying, and it just kind of whizzed right on by. We take that as part of the ball game. It's like default Donald Trump, and so that gets ignored. And on top of the fact that sometimes when he starts doing this gish gallop of random numbers that someone told him seconds before, or which he heard on Fox News or whatever, people don't even bother to fact check those numbers because they're not entirely up to speed. It's the Kristen Welker phenomenon, where I don't think she knows exactly what's going on with some of these lies and some of the statistics Donald Trump and his people blurt out. Yeah. And so she just goes to the next question.
Right. Speaking of Google Gish Gallop, figure out how to counter it. Right. That's exactly
right.
Yeah. I mean,
this is a great point. We've been doing this for 10 years now with Donald Trump.
Right.
And yet we're still trying to figure out, how do we deal with Donald Trump? How do we question him? It's been 10 years, for God's sake. Right. Come up with something after all this time.
Well, you retweeted Don, who said Trump is panicking because the economic numbers are giving a recession vibe, from the chief economist at Moody's. I mean, these are not like crazy liberals. This is what every economist has been saying for, you know, however long. I mean, one headline's more depressing than the next. RFK Jr. cancels $500 million in funding for vaccine development.
Trump threatens 250% tariff on foreign drug makers. And meanwhile, Stephen Miller wants to spend $17 billion deporting 1 million immigrants who currently contribute $89 billion in taxes a year. Do the math. That's $106 billion net loss for America. I mean, just this whole myth of waste, fraud, and abuse, right?
Yeah. And the ultimate effect is there are going to be countless millions of Americans who are going to be entirely steamrolled by a rapidly declining economy, deep into stagflation by this time next year, where there are going to be fewer jobs, the wages are stagnating, and we've seen that for a long time now, and then inflation is going to be rising, so people will be less able to pay for things that they need, groceries and gasoline and so on, and It's going to get worse from there. And
we've
got a group of people in the White House right now. We've got a fascist dictator in the White House who is entirely, entirely disconnected from the reality that regular Americans face. And I mean, that's just the beginning part of all the problems surrounding him.
Yeah, everything it just comes back to unless you are actively trying to harm the country, you could not do this anymore deliberately, what he is doing to this country. And Republicans know he is wildly unpopular, and all of the things he's doing are wildly unpopular. I thought Jennifer was interesting. She said the two biggest provable data-baked reasons Republicans win anything are voter suppression and gerrymandering. If those two things were gone tomorrow, they'd stop winning. And all these wackadoodle messaging ideas for Democrats, like we just need to talk about male loneliness more, could finally stop. I mean, you know, again, less hand-wringing, less navel-gazing. Like in all of the elections since Trump got in, we've been winning. Democrats have been winning. And this is why, you know, people are responding to fighting this gerrymandering fight, like fight fire with fire, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's the gerrymandering war of 2025. And this is kind of how this sort of thing goes. There's kind of there's a nuclear proliferation aspect to this where we'd love to get rid of gerrymandering, and I know Eric Holder and Barack Obama have been working on that since since 2016. And so, but the only way this is actually going to work is if both sides bilaterally disarm when it comes to gerrymandering.
Right.
We can't allow the Republicans to continue gerrymandering while we stop gerrymandering. It's likewise with campaign finance. Right. We Democrats, see, this is the thing that progressives don't want to acknowledge. Democrats have to keep taking corporate money in order to compete in elections against a Republican party that's taking way more corporate money than the Democrats.
Otherwise, we can't
compete. And so this is, once the Republicans lay down their weapons when it comes to campaign finance and gerrymandering, that's when Democrats do it too. Or we do it mutually at the same time by passing a constitutional amendment or series of amendments that will take these issues off the table entirely. Until then, we got to do what we got to do to compete.
And we can't stop saying it enough. Olivia said the same thing. Democrats tried to ban gerrymandering in 2021. Jessica Tarloff made this point on Fox. Every single Republican voted to keep it. So this gerrymandering is bad crying they're doing is bull blink. You had the chance to do the right thing and you blew it. Don't be mad now that you're losing at your own game. I mean, they literally are effing around and now they're going to find out, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, right. It's going to be mutually assured destruction of congressional districts is essentially what we're talking about here, because the Democrats will absolutely retaliate. Governor Pritzker's talking about it in Illinois. Governor Hochul's talking about it in New York. Obviously, Gavin Newsom's talking about it in California. And there may be many others. And now, of course, the Republicans are escalating by investigating some gerrymandering in Indiana, I believe. Yeah. So, you know, the congressional maps are going to look more and more ridiculous as time goes on. But this is this is how the game works. And it's terrible to say that, but this is what we have to deal with. And that, again, calls for, or maybe it's going to trigger people into supporting across the board in a bipartisan way, something to reform or eliminate the process of gerrymandering this way. So hopefully that will occur once people realize, this is ridiculous.
I think it was Mark Elias, among others, that said, you can't count on anything that counts on the Republicans doing the right thing.
or you're listening to their Better Angels or whatever we're hoping for. You know,
They're going to go right to the cheating every chance they get. Yes. And so how do we confront that?
Now, the bodily fluid we've been circulating between each other since, 1904, this one from Breaking Bad.
He can't keep getting away with it.
Poor Jesse.
Is the Epstein thing going to be different? What's your prediction?
I really debate with myself over this, Stephanie, because I think the only thing that's ultimately going to doom Donald Trump, and this could actually bring down the entire MAGA movement. I mean, I've said for a while now, the thing that needs to happen to Donald Trump is something that is so radioactive, far beyond January 6th, that it will force the MAGA disciples to say, I don't want to be anywhere near this entire thing. And maybe that thing has got to be a video.
Yeah.
Some sort of videotape of Donald.
If what Russia's saying is true, you know, more than one foreign intelligence service has video, so we'll see.
Oh, yeah, and I hear there were surveillance cameras in Jeffrey Epstein's house.
Yeah, yeah.
And so who knows what that is, but it has to be something that is unimpeachable, no pun intended. It has to be something that is undeniably awful for Donald Trump that will end him politically as a social
shooting
figure,
on Fifth Avenue.
Well, and the base, I think, has to see it as a betrayal of their trust. I mean, we're getting close with the Epstein files thing.
Yeah.
But you know, if the base's trust isn't defiled, then they'll stick with it.
Well, this is what they're trying to do. It's that's why we're deposing the Clintons, because it's all these people. And you know, anyway, can we just say who are fine Americans? You and me as radio nerds. The passing of Lonnie Anderson from WKRP in Cincinnati for us radio nerds. I mean, we soldier on, but she was fantastic.
Oh yeah, that show is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Watching the show in the late 70s, early 80s. Yeah. That's I made my own fake radio show in my bedroom talked into a microphone and no one was listening, of course, but didn't stop me from doing it.
It planted
the seed.
And
that's exactly what I do now, including the no one's listening part.
Bob Seska, the original Johnny Fever, everybody.
That's right. I just so desperately wanted to be Johnny Fever.
Does that make me Venus Flytrap?
Yes. I'm obviously Lonnie Anderson. Okay, love you, Bob. See ya.
Thanks, Bob.
Love you,
Bob Seska show is the closest you'll get to WKRP.
That's
51 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by FRF. FFRF. Freedom From Religion Foundation.
That's right.
Now more than ever, man. I'm telling you. Right? You can just listen. I was going to say pick up the paper. That was an old lady thing to say, wasn't it?
When was the last time you picked up a paper?
Not a while. Okay. My point is, you see a lot of stories in the news. In the news, however the kids are getting the news these days.
The TikToks.
Right, on the TikToks. You're seeing Bible verses in biology classes, Ten Commandments on the classroom wall, school chaplains instead of counselors. It is a full-on religious takeover of public education funded by your tax dollars. East no bueno.
No.
Those voucher programs funnel public money into private religious schools. No. Freedom From Religion Foundation says no. When public schools cross the line, that's when the FFRF is fighting for you. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511 because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. Text Miller to 511-511. Data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
What are you thinking in that sick mind of yours?
Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switch Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that is CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in STEPH25. Well, do you know anyone who wears a CPAP mask at night? I mean, it looks like a horror film, right? Air hoses strapped to your face all night. Without it, breathing is disrupted. You can be at higher risk of dementia, stroke, heart disease, premature death. If you snore now, you're at heightened risk of requiring a CPAP machine later. Now is the time to stop snoring. One of the smartest, fastest, easiest ways to stop snoring is at ZPAW. It's the comfortable doctor-designed mouthpiece that can stop snoring as fast as the first night. Don't be fooled by imitators. ZPAW was proven in a 600-patient clinical trial. With over 500,000 units sold, Zipa is the stop snoring device I trust. No more being nudged awake for snoring. No more sleeping in separate rooms. No more feeling tired and foggy all day due to lack of sleep. This may be your last best chance to solve your snoring problem now. Zipa, that's happy Z spelled backward. Try it with my special discount. Get 20% off and free shipping. Visit ZYPPAH.com. The promo code is SNORE. That's promo code SNORE at Zipa.com.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, Gordy. How you doing?
Oh, Arthur. Great. Great to see you. What are you doing in the studio?
Well, I need to talk to you about doing a commercial.
Okay. Well, you know, to get a commercial on the air here, you just go down to the sales department. It's right next to the bathroom.
I don't think you understand.
Oh, I understand plenty. You salespeople drink a lot of coffee. That's why the bathroom's right there.
Right. But I need to have you make a commercial about commercials.
Wait. A commercial about a commercial? I don't follow.
I want to tell potential business owners out there how to contact me to get a commercial on WMDX.
Okay, I get it. Okay, let's come up with something. Let's see. Business folks can contact you directly, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yep. What's the email, huh?
Okay, so it's sales@WMDXradio.com.
Oh, wait. Run that by me again.
sales@WMDXradio.com. So we could put all that together and get into a commercial, get on the air soon?
Arthur, my friend, I think we just did.
Advertise on WMDX Radio. Email Arthur, sales@WMDXradio.com.
Now there's a new way to take charge of your blood sugar. Introducing New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood sugar levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals, and it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood sugar with New Garlic Healthy Blood Sugar Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
This portion of the show brought to you by you waking up sick and knowing your body, right?
Ew.
You know what's what. You got a scratchy throat, congestion. You've been here before.
Yep.
I know what happens to me. I lose my voice and that's no good.
Nope.
We talk radio, right? It's the talk and talk radio means, you know.
Talks in the name.
Yeah. Okay. Your choices are you tough it out, get sick, take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month sometime. Wait a couple hours at urgent care in a room full of other sick people. Or you can just open your medical emergency kit like mine right here. I just match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. They hook you up with a doctor as soon as you join up. Start on the right meds and nip this in the bud right away. It is not a first aid kit. It is doctor prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, if that's what's required, right? Strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, you name it, plus a doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor, waiting at the pharmacy. The meds are right in your kit. Order yours now. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off if you go now to urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. Go urgently to urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. 58 minutes after the hour. Oh, no, I'm running out of time for everybody. All right, everybody hold. Everybody sit, stay, hold. Okay.
Yeah, wow, so much to get to. Oh, former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan switches party affiliation from Republican to Democrat.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's do this. He's very handsome and romantic.
What state?
Georgia.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we're on the move. Okay, 58 minutes after the hour. We got Malcolm Nance. We got Carlos Al's Rocky all coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Thursday morning, we'll welcome back Jim Santel, attorney at law, and talking about education, Tim Slecker.
And if you can handle it, more John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dunn.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Shop Furlough Mattress's Mega Mattress Sale. Get additional savings on top of our factory direct pricing. That's double the savings on your new mattress. Plus, save even more when you upgrade to an adjustable base. At Furlough, all of our mattresses are locally crafted and backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in and get savings on top of savings during Furlough's Mega Mattress Sale. Wake up. Sleep better. Furlough.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Health Secretary Robert Kennedy ordering a halt to all funding that's used for research on any vaccines that utilize mRNA technology. Those shots, many doctors say, save millions of lives during the pandemic. Texas Republicans doing whatever they can to force out-of-state Democrats to vote on new congressional maps. Here's ABC's Mary Bruce.
Well aware of his party's narrow majority in Congress and the midterms approaching, President Trump is now arguing Republicans are entitled to more seats in Texas simply because he won the state.
I won Texas. I got the highest vote in the history of Texas, as you probably know. And we are entitled to five more seats.
But the congressional map is not linked to presidential races. Instead, it's usually tied to the once-a-decade census.
And this is a mid-decade census. Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing today she's running for governor of Tennessee. Smoke from Canadian wildfires still making air quality poor in the U.S. This is ABC News.